Well, Joey, haven't talked to you since the off season, and so I just want to know, what have you been up to the last few months?
It's been a little bit of a different off season just because we've had a little bit more time off. We've had a couple changes, but really I was just back at home and trying to get all healed up from the season, and now we're just kind of back here grinding and getting ready to go.
So I want to get this one out of the way. There's a lot of talk this off season about off-campus workouts with your wide receivers. So just take me through those conversations of in terms of the challenges of making that happen and what how tough it is to get everybody together, go to a high school field somewhere and try to have some off-site practices.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It'd be easy if you could come in here and do it, but because of the rules, you're not allowed to. Everybody's in different directions. When we come back here, we came back here, in the middle of April. We still have a handful of months ready for the season. And, the truth about it, this off season is, you couldn't meet with your coaches, you couldn't do anything like that, and it's a completely new offense. I mean, I knew nothing about this offense besides what I could get in my playbook when they sent it to me. But I hadn't spent any time with any coaches talking about this offense. How do you run this route? How do you run this route? Until we got here mid-April. So it would have been even very tough for me to even let guys know what to do or what I wanted to do because I wouldn't have known at that point.
So you've been here this entire time since mid-April. Most of your receivers have all been here. Tight ends, everybody's been here. So what are your impressions of Gary Kubiak's offense? And what do you think of it so far now that you've been able to do a little bit of work on the field?
I like it. I like the guys, and I like how our guys fit into it. I think it gives us, a wide variety of things to do. These guys have an understanding of this offense, because they've been doing it their whole lives. And, Gary has a definitive reason for this, a definitive reason for that. And, he's very matter of fact, and there's a right and a wrong. And, that clears it up a lot in the QB's head and lets you go out there and play. And like I said, I think our guys fit well into it, and we're going to get nothing but better and better.
So there's the football side of it where you go out there on the field and do it. And then there's also the personal side of the importance of having that relationship between the quarterback and the offensive coordinator. Have you guys been able to kind of just get to know each other a little bit and develop that rapport?
It's been tough so far because we've been in meetings with an offense. You're limited to a few hours a day. You go out in the field, and we're just trying to install the offense and go out there and run as many plays as we can so we can get lined up in formations, get guys hearing the calls and feeling as comfortable as they can with those things. So it's been tough to really, have some time where you can get to know everybody a little bit because we haven't had that real meeting time yet. I think once we get into OTAs and we're going to be sitting in meetings for a couple hours, then going on the field, then sitting in meetings for a couple hours, I think we'll start to develop that a little bit better.
How do you think he'll help your game?
Well, I think, like I said, he's played the position. He's been in this offense for a long time, so he knows what he wants and he knows what we see back there. So I think from that standpoint, it's going to be somebody that you can trust and really listen to throughout the week and go out there and do exactly what he says.
His offenses in Houston, even all the way back when he was a coordinator in Denver, have been top 10, top 5 perennially. What kind of expectations do you have when you know that you're going to work with him in that sense?
Yeah, well, I always expect us to be up there. We haven't really ever been there, but we have the talent to do it. We just got to go out there and make sure that we play that way, and I think he's going to give us the best chance to do that.
When the offense struggled last year, one of the big focuses was on not having enough weapons around you. Injuries were a part of that, departures were a part of that, but there weren't enough weapons around you. Then this offseason, they go and they re-sign Pitta, re-sign Jacoby, bring back Eugene Monroe, and also bring in some new pieces in Owen Daniels and Steve Smith. Has you feel like that question is answered, the weapons question? Do you feel like you have enough of those pieces around you?
I think we're definitely set on that point. And, missing Dennis last year for most of the year, that hurt us because, we were used to playing with a couple tight ends and having him around. And, when we didn't have that guy inside and losing a receiver that we had inside playing for us for a couple years, we were probably hurt a little bit. And, I didn't play well enough. I turned the ball over too much trying to do some, stupid things. And, that in the end hurt us. But I think we're all set there. I mean, we got some good guys on the outside, got great guys on the inside, all around. I think these guys are really going to perform for us, and we can have an explosive year.
Steve Smith, I want to get your thoughts on him. He's got a little bit of a different leadership style than you. In my little time that I've got to know him, he's much more outgoing, more brash, a little louder. But what are your thoughts on him, and how has his influence already started to take shape in the locker room?
I like Steve, man. He's a funny guy, and he's a great football player. He's a fiery guy. Just getting used to throwing to him right now and trying to work with that and feel his rhythm of the routes and how he comes out of things and things like that. But he's a great football player, which turns into a great leader. And I think a lot of guys and a lot of these young receivers are going to look up to him and be able to look at what he does and how he does things and why he's had so much success.
In terms of the other playmakers around you, one of them has been here since you've been here. Of course, that's Ray Rice. You guys came in together in the same draft class. When you look at the situation he's going through right now, have you talked with him, had the chance to talk with him during these workouts, and how do you think that will affect the team once you get into the season?
I've talked to Ray, yeah. I mean, I probably haven't talked that much about that situation, but, you know, that him and his wife are dealing with that, and I think they're handling it very well, and I don't think it's going to be too much of an effect on us. Whatever happens to him and us, we'll do it together, and we'll get through it together and move on.
Let's talk about the draft. When the Ravens go three defensive players this year in the first three rounds, they said the same thing last year, three defensive players in the first three rounds. Do you get on the phone to call Ozzie and say, hey, man, what's going on? And just what do you think about this draft class?
I hope it's a really good one. hey, we have a great defense, and we always have a great defense, and that's a big part of why we went around here. So you just have to have trust in who they're picking and go out there and do it. And I wasn't that surprised. Like I said, we're so set. I mean, if you're going to pick a skilled guy, where are they going to fit in? You know, we have Torrey, Jacoby, Marlon, Steve, Dennis, Owen, Ray, Bernard. I mean, we have so many guys in all those skilled positions that we think are the guys, and they've been the guys, that it's really tough to bring some other guys in. So I kind of expected it to go the way it went.
No surprise for you?
Not really. Yeah. You know, it just is what it is. I don't really pay too much attention to the draft anyway. If we probably happened to pick somebody in one of those positions, or if we happened to get a lineman or something, probably somebody would have texted me or while I was out doing whatever I was doing. But no, I didn't really expect it to be any different.
Why am I not surprised that you don't spend the entire weekend in front of the TV for the draft?
I'd be interested to see how many guys actually did. I would.
You had a little bit more incentive this year though, because your brother.
Yeah.
So now,
yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's another Flacco in the NFL this year. Mike, his brother got drafted or picked up, free agent by the Chargers. How did you help him get ready for the draft and maybe to get noticed by some NFL teams? And what advice did you get?
Yeah, he was working hard. I wish I could have got our guys interested, but you know, he was working hard, and we were out there throwing every day. He was going and working out with me and then going out and doing more on his own, trying to get more powerful and do a lot of things like that. And, you know, from my standpoint, it was just running routes with him and, you know, trying to help him see what quarterbacks might like to see. What do I like to see when I see a guy break down at the top of his route? Things like that. Now, they might teach him different, you know, out in San Diego or, you know, when we were talking about it, wherever you go, they might say something different. But, you know, from a starting point, you know, these are a couple of things that you have to be good at. And, you know, just helping them with that and getting them comfortable and just giving them the confidence to go.
Joe, I know family is really important to you, your brother, your family, and also your wife and your two kids. You've got two young kids now, and I'm just curious how that's changed, whether it's your perspective or how you spend your time in the offseason. How has that changed life for you?
Well, it's definitely changed how I spend time in the offseason. You know, me and my wife look at each other and wonder what we did before we had them, because you're just wrapped up in those guys 24/7. Now, obviously, you get your time to go work out and do things like that. But when you're not doing that, I mean, you're totally with them, just trying to groom them and make sure they're doing the right things. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, our oldest is going to be 2 next month, and he's getting to be a lot of fun, repeating everything that we say and just running around.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I got to be very careful, yes, because I'm used to talking in a locker room. And then when I go home, it's a little bit different than that. We can't have him repeating locker room words at the age of 2. So I think I'd be in trouble if that happened. If he hears it from somebody else, then I'm off the hook. I don't have to worry about it too much, but I can't have it coming from me.
There's a lot of guys on the offensive side that have kids.
Yeah.
Torrey just had a kid. Mm-hmm. Dennis has a young kid. You guys swap stories and trade advice, anything like that?
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time. I mean, a lot with Torrey right now is just, you know, how are the nights, you know, and all that. And, you know, they had their baby in the off season, so it's very easy for him to be around and be a big help. You know, this off season, I mean, I've basically been a stay at home dad. I mean, my wife does all the work, but I'm still there to actually do a good amount. And I've enjoyed it, but I'll also enjoy getting back to work a little bit so I can get off the hook with some of that stuff. But yeah, with Torrey, a lot of it's, you know, he still has a young one. So it's what are the nights like, and how much are you waking up? When do they sleep through the night and all that stuff? And I know it's different for everybody. I've actually been fortunate in that category, so I haven't had to worry too much.
You're a lucky one.
Yeah.
Excellent, Joe. Well, we really appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and enjoy this part of the offseason.
Yeah, you got it, man.